In initial hearing of the two readings, I asked myself, what the heck do these two readings have in common that they would partner them as they have done? But then I took a look at a map, and the place where Jesus is walking is a part of those 10 tribes that were originally part of Israel, which separated, as we see explained in the first reading. So Jesus, the successor, the fulfillment of King David, goes into the land where there is rebellion. Rebellion against David, against Solomon. And there, he is invited to heal. So not only is he healing the impediment of the one that is there in front of him, he is healing the separation, this ancient separation between Israel and Judah. He is the fulfillment of King David. And so we get to the actual process of healing. It's beautiful. I've said this before. You probably don't remember, so I'll say it again. Isn't it beautiful that Jesus doesn't allow someone's brokenness to become a sideshow or an entertainment? Jesus takes this man off by himself. It gives me the impression that some of the intention probably of those bringing him to Jesus was not so much, it was, let's see what he can do. Let's be entertained. Let's watch the miracle take place. And so Jesus, always in scripture, knowing their hearts, he brings the man off by himself. Did you hear what I said? He brings the man off by himself. My brothers and sisters, your woundedness, your brokenness is not entertainment for others. Just know this is your God. This is the one who desires to touch you and to heal you. Not because it's great reality TV, but because he loves you. So taking the man off by himself, he does something. He heals the root. Notice Jesus does one healing. He heals his ears, and all of a sudden, there are other healings that take place in the man. Now, we know this. I am always fascinated by the determination of those who have difficulty hearing and the way in which they perfect their speech. There was a young woman, I was watching the video on YouTube, who was in the America's Got Talent or Voice or something like that, and she was deaf. And yet she sang, and she sang so beautifully, because now they have where they can put the person in front of a screen, and as they speak and pronounce things, it shows visually if they're pronouncing it well. And so they can perfect that. Because if you can't hear, you can't work on your speech. So Jesus strikes the root. He heals the hearing, and all of a sudden the man's, his impediment of speech is removed as well. My brothers and sisters, there are things in our life that are a mess, and if we just know the root, it can clean up a lot more than just that one thing. There are times when the brokenness that is a part of our life is the consequence. It affects other parts of who we are and our relationships with God and each other and all of these things. So to be healed in that fundamental place brings about healing throughout every part of who we are. And you really can't speak about God's love, mercy, compassion, truth, until you've actually heard and received it. I was counting and I lost track of how many times references to speaking and voice and hearing, even the Alleluia verse, open our hearts to listen to the words of your Son. I'm sorry, I don't have an ear on my heart, do I? Apparently, we do. Apparently, our heart has a capacity to hear, and it's exactly there, the hearing of our heart, that brings about healing and restoration. God is speaking, or are we listening? God desires to speak a truth into you, and this fits all this week's homilies to the deepest part of who we are. There is much to risk in receiving that word, because you cannot stay the same. But the risk, my brothers and sisters, of becoming whole, of being healed, of letting go of all lies and living in the truth of who you are before God. You know, there are times when we have great effort in order to promote ourselves in the sense of, like, you know, this is who I am and blah, 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 and, you know, and forgive me, but, you know, like the coloring of our hair and the clothes that we wear and all of the efforts of exercise and all the stuff to say, you know, here I am. This is self-promotion 101. This is the thing. And then all of a sudden you're just like, isn't it great when you just don't have to do that anymore? When all of a sudden you could just be. I don't know if you've ever experienced that relief ever in your life. I hope you have, because that's what God is asking of us. He desires to speak truth that penetrates, that is efficacious, that is powerful. He desires to speak that to the core of who we are, to allow us simply to be. And give us the freedom to stop having to try and create ourselves. And succeeding and failing and getting up and succeeding and failing and all of that. So, be opened. May Jesus's Aramaic word open that door of our hearts today. Be opened so that truth may take root within us. Amen.